KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Hollywood, as everyone knows, is a politically progressive town. Officially, anyway. When President Obama comes to town, powerful studio executives and movie stars and assorted moguls pay a lot of money to have dinner with him. But having dinner with a president isn't quite like having dinner with, say, me. In the first place, when you have dinner with the president of the United States, more often than not, you paid handsomely for the privilege. When Barack Obama jetted into L.A. recently, he wasn't here on official business. It was a political fundraising trip, and it included a lunchtime event at film director J.J. Abrams' house in the Palisades and a concert featuring Jamie Foxx, followed by dinner in Bel Air. And that's three separate events, if you're counting, all in one whirlwind day for which different sets of rich Hollywood power players vied for tickets and proximity to the most powerful man in the world, if you don't include Vladimir Putin. It also utterly snarled traffic. The boulevards and freeways that deliver agents, actors, writers, and assorted other Hollywood denizens to their meetings and auditions and pitch sessions were locked down tight for part of that day. Now, people in the entertainment industry do an enormous amount of business in their cars as it is. Getting from one side of town to the other in the middle of the day can take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, so anything that alters the already packed LA streets causes panic and, it seems, a certain amount of political fallout. "I love the guy," an agent friend of mine told me. "I voted for him twice, but I'm telling you, I have a hard time giving someone my support if he keeps making me late to my lunch thing." Now, it's easy to blame the president, of course, but it really isn't in his control, though there must be something intoxicating about gliding through life with zero physical impediments, with empty freeways and acres of obstruction-free asphalt ahead, and it must be a terrible shock when it all comes to a democratically and constitutionally ordained end. Which differentiates presidents from most of the folks they socialize with in Hollywood. One of the biggest actors in town complained to a few of us one day over lunch that the real problem with a president's visit is that the authorities shut down the airport. "You have to wait for hours," he said. I gingerly replied that this probably wasn't due to the president's visit. They only closed the airspace around LAX, I said, for a few minutes. The president's plane is either landing or taking off. "I'm not talking about LAX," he said. "I'm talking about the private one in Santa Monica." So you know you've reached a certain level of society when you can listen to an extremely privileged person complain that the privileges of another extremely privileged person somehow inconvenience him. Meanwhile, I thought to myself, I have to get to LAX early to beat the traffic and fight security and struggle on board and skirmish for space in the overhead bins. "So will I see you at JJ's house?" the actor asked. "Absolutely," I said. "I wouldn't miss it. But of course I will miss it for a lot of reasons, but mostly because the ticket price is roughly equal to that of a solidly dependable small car. And if he notices that I'm not there and asks about it later, I know what I'll say. I'll say, 'Couldn't get there. Too much traffic.'" And that's it for this week. Next week, we tag a set for KCRW. This is Rob Long.